My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Contest time. Caller 5 and 6 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Both callers 5 and 6 will win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura at KeyBank Center September 27th. Courtesy of Live Nation, tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com. Bulldog and I both went out for live music this weekend. Although, I mean, your case, a festival, how many different bands is that you saw?
Oh, my gosh.
50.
It was a bit. I mean, it was all day. Started at 3 maybe on Friday and then at noon on Saturday and Sunday and went until, 10, 11 o'clock. A lot of bands. I didn't really watch that much. I was working. My wife had a stand in the stables at Borderland for the first time, and it was a tremendous experience, even though I did not, I saw some of the Black Crows and some of Marcus King. I was able to watch all of my friends, Uncle Ben's Remedy and Handsome Jack, a couple of bands from, the area, in their entirety. Even got to play a song with Uncle Ben's, which was super fun. My wife, since the very first edition of that festival, we know the organizers, and as they were starting it up, they took us on a sort of a tour of the site. And this is, I don't even know how many years ago now, 7, 8 years ago, like pre-COVID, for sure, by maybe a couple years. Anyways, from the first moment she saw the stables at Knox Farm and knew that people who do what she does, handcrafted jewelry and adornments, would be setting up shop in there, she was like, I want to do this. And it took us many, many years to finally get her out there. And it was really fulfilling to see her in that element. People, of course, all of our friends giving the love back. We've been supporting all these local artists and promoters for, basically our entire lives together. And they all came to, fly the flag for her, which was really nice. And then, of course, just people attending the festival complimenting her displays and her work. And it was really, really good for her and therefore me.
Nice.
What was your deal like?
I loved it. I don't even really know why I was so bent on going to see Cat Power on Saturday. She's not somebody that I've really known that well or followed, but I love that spot at Fallsview. I mean, I've been to comedy shows there and a couple of concerts. You and I were in that room, the Avalon Ballroom, I think it's called, in 2004 doing Bill's watch parties and stuff. And so it's like a little bit nostalgic too. But I just love that the sound in that room, and it was really great. Her tour is it's a Bob Dylan album from the '60s, like a famous concert. I believe it's actually misidentified Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, I think it's identified as Royal Albert Hall, but it actually took place at like the workers somewhere in
Manchester.
Yeah, right. I've read that too. Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to me because I didn't really know her that well, and I'm not like the biggest Dylan fan or anything, but I came upon that record like just sort of playing a subscription service at home. And just random music pops up, and I'm like, oh. And then when I saw the email from Fallsview that she was going to be performing there, I'm like, I have to go to that. It just was something almost like subconscious for me. I have to go to that.
Well, good for
and
you.
I really loved it. It started kind of oddly because somebody was coughing. A couple of people were coughing in the crowd. And
when that happens.
At the end of the first song, she kind of like just went and she addressed it. Like she went into the crowd with water. To, you know, are you okay? Is everybody okay? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there was a point where I thought maybe like she was just uncomfortable. But man, in the middle of the show, it just completely became amazing. And I'll never forget the night. It was really that good. I will never forget the night.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it. Yeah. Highest possible recommendation for Borderland from me. Like families, I feel reasonably comfortable speaking. I'm sure Jeremy has said the same thing if it came up at all. Jeremy and Molly, the twins and the baby, were there Saturday. I played at 3 with Uncle Ben's Remedy, or around 3:45 maybe. They were there for that. And the headliner that night was a band called Camp. That is one of Miles' favorites, and Jared was raving about the fest, like just very welcoming, family friendly, like really, really. The vibes are just off the charts. It's a really, really. The venue is amazing. It just really is well run, and I was super proud to be involved in it. As I said already, from the very start of it, even, but even now in a bigger way with my wife being a part of the artisan. Community there. It was really, really great.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Ross Tucker in about 25 minutes. How big do you think the Pacheco injury is for Kansas City? Is it nothing? We like to say that these running back things are like nothing, just put someone else in, but it doesn't really seem quite right to just be that dismissive.
I think I'm inclined to be that dismissive.
I mean, Samaje Perine, or Carson Steele, or eventually maybe even Kareem Hunt, who the league did not want.
Right. They made a move there for him, so I guess, forget about Jerick McKinnon or something reprising his role there as a pass catcher anyway, at least for now. I feel like they'll get...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where's Allaire back, I think, at some point, right? He's like pup 4 weeks kind of thing.
Yeah. Who knows what that is now anymore?
I know, right? What kind of, what, you know, where he's at career wise and all that. I know it's bigger questions for him than just being healthy enough to get on the football field. But all the same, even without Hollywood Brown, I feel like there's enough there. If something happened to James Cook right now, and I recognize Pacheco has, you know, the longer playoff runs, Super Bowls, the whole thing, and he's an important guy. Right now, this offense, the guy eating the most is James Cook. If something happened to him, I don't think I'd be worried. As much as he's been good for them, I don't feel like that would break my back or the team's back. I'm going to plug another guy in, and maybe I'll have to do some different stuff, i.e. throw it more, but I don't feel like that would be a season breaker. So I'm not inclined, and I'm someone who owns Pacheco in fantasy, you know, would have liked to see him keep going, but I don't feel like it has to be that big a deal for
them. I would never think like it wrecks them, but there is a point at which you suffer for not having, you know, somebody, your starter or your backup. Like, part of that for me with the Bills would be, I like Davis. He's obviously never played any kind of every down role or anything yet, so it would still be unknown. But when you're dipping into retired players, maybe counting on them to save you, that isn't good. And it's funny, before the season, we look at schedules and who's got an easy schedule, who's got a hard one. Chiefs next six games at Atlanta Sunday night. That's a great job last night, Atlanta. I mean, I think they were fortunate by how the Eagles played the end game, but
that game all night felt like I was preparing to, you know, for whatever, however much we would talk about a game between the Eagles and the Falcons on our show, it's time for Michael Penix. Look, the guy's not recovered. We were so focused on Aaron Rodgers, who got hurt earlier than Cousins got hurt. Like, he did move around more yesterday under center and play action and stuff, but he's still not really driving, and he made some terrible throws. That, you know, I've said it before, when your mechanics are messed up as a quarterback, if it, you know, in this case it's a leg, Deshaun Watson's got shoulder problems, every ball you throw isn't terrible, but your hit rate is gonna be lower. You're gonna miss more throws because you just don't have mechanically and strength wise what you need. And I don't know that that's going anywhere anytime soon for Cousins, but he made the throws. I mean, great job by their coordinator and by him, like, going after, I'm guessing they went to school on what Vic Fangio does in that situation and felt confident that they could, you know, push the ball 20 yards down the field and not settle for just dump offs and getting out of bounds. Cause I mean, that was so fast. They gave Philly a chance to one up them.
Yep.
With no timeouts. I mean, that was one of the best 2 minute drill drives maybe I've ever seen. Yeah, there was no. They were in touchdown range in like 30 seconds. It was crazy how fast they moved.
Sunday night, guess the line: Kansas City at Atlanta.
Chiefs minus 3.5.
Correct. Nobody better at this game. Correct. 3.5.
Boy, am I good.
So
hadn't looked today. Really. So, all right.
No need to say that.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Everyone out there doesn't trust me as much as you, probably.
Okay.
But I appreciate you.
Chiefs next six games at Atlanta. So they don't play a 1 o'clock game in any of these either. It's either 4:25 or at night. At Atlanta, at the Chargers. Okay.
Yep.
Chargers 2-0 going to Pittsburgh. Possible 3-0 versus 3-0 game. Kansas City at L.A. L.A.'s, I think, a little bit interesting. Their defense has been really good. New Orleans in week 5 on a Monday night. Mm. That's fun.
See what Spagnuolo's got for that. Okay.
The Chiefs then have their bye week in week 6. Then it's at San Francisco. And then at Vegas before Tampa on a Monday night. That's their next six games. Then it's Denver, and then they come here. And that's about when Pacheco might be back. You could end up with the Chiefs getting Pacheco back for that Bills game. Right around there is the expected timeline. But this is no picnic. You know, if like the Chargers and the Raiders are competitive or better, it's just a different looking Chiefs season than what we thought was more likely before it started that they would not be. You know, they were the biggest favorite to win any division.
Right.
And now it's, you know, they're 2-0, barely, but the Chargers have been good. The Raiders beat the Ravens.
Boy, it would really be good for the race for the one seed. However much you want to, after 2 weeks, I at least can spit this out. Like, I have the thought. I'm going to spit it out. I'm not going to hold it back. Like, I'm thinking about it. I wasn't all summer, but 2-0, and with Baltimore and Cincinnati off to the start, they're off too. Like, I recognize Houston and KC are still there, and then these other 2-0 teams that I don't really think will stay, you know, remain standing as real threats as the year goes on. But if I'm wrong about that, right, and the Chargers are tough on Kansas City, or really anyone else, but mostly this is a Kansas City point, that could go a long way, man. That could really go a long way.
Second half looks easier, although they do have the Bills game. They do have Houston late in the season as well. But, I mean, Pittsburgh is in the same class maybe as the Chargers, where could be a little bit better than expected. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Ross Tucker in 20 minutes here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.